It was a time of mass observance. Religion and frugality were the twin paradigms of my life. And many other lives then, of course. An illustration. Back in the day, almost every church had religious processions at Corpus Christi and Ascension. But Mount Argus had a procession every Sunday in summer. So that's where we went. We had a long walk to Mount Argus, a long walk around Mount Argus, and a long walk home from Mount Argus. I outgrew three surplices without ever having been an altar boy. Those ominous, bizarre words we hear every summer, the marching season, can still bring me out in a cold sweat. At school, I was entrusted to the Christian Brothers. My mother didn't rate lay male teachers, teaching-wise. I have no recollection of any sexual abuse. By contrast, there was bucket loads of common or garden assault. The Brothers were big into collective punishment, with the most sadistic such reserved for that terrible crime against humanity, or at least the nation, playing association football, soccer, that foreign game in the schoolyard. But a remedial clatter administered to children for their own good was the norm in our world. Fathers, teachers, civic-minded neighbours all administered community justice. Though I disliked processions, even the St. Patrick's Day parade was sprinkled with dullness like fairy dandruff. I loved the business of the major religious festivals, particularly in winter. Midnight Mass was an exotic adventure, heading out in the dark and returning in the early hours, although they had to bring the starting time forward to screen out the revellers on the way home from the pubs, already drunk deep of the Christmas spirit, the glamour of that lost world.